And a wondrous good hello. Wait a minute. That's Sediments. Hi. Yeah, I'm not as fun as Sediment is. And, you know, that's not the point. You know, the point... Well, we're not going to talk about where the point is right now. I mean, what it is. Well, I mean, I guess I can talk about the point of my being here. I'm here to talk about Bramble. You know... So, I am the official dev... Excuse me. Anyway, I am the official dev, you know, brand, audio game, whatever. And, you know, I was just going to talk about it for a second, and then I was gonna, like, you know, play it for a second. Because, you know, everybody's been hearing these recordings, but then they're like, wait, how do you play this? You know, like, you know, there hasn't been really a lot of instruction. So, I'm here for that. But before we get into the gameplay, I really want to talk about the testing, because a couple of y'all want to test. So, as for that, you know, I am going to be accepting beta testers, but there are going to be a couple of things that, you know, are, like, you know, required or recommended or whatever. So first, you know, I won't be using Dropbox, because... For some reason, my Dropbox is broken and the installer fails to start, which is a really odd thing. Somebody told me to reinstall Windows to fix it, but no, I don't feel like it. So, yeah. So, it is most likely that I'll just continue using the btsync folder that I already use, because I do use a btsync folder for this. Ignore that. That is my, clock add-on. It is telling me what time it is, which it would, but I have it on sound only. But anyway, so yeah, so you know, it's gonna be in btsync or some other form if we can ever find one. And it will, you know, I do want, you know, it's not required, not 100%, but you know, as testers, I do want. You know, I do want feedback from you guys, you know, because that's what a tester is supposed to do. They're not just supposed to brag about how they have a game and then just show it off. You know, so, you know, some feedback, you know, I don't care, you know, rage at me, whatever, do whatever. Feedback. So obviously this folder will be editable. You know, it will be able to be edited so that you guys can edit the text document. Or whatever, you know, your feedbacks and whatever. I'll expand on that later. I'll figure out how that works. And then, you know, just simple stuff like that. You know, like, I want feedback. You know, it's gonna be a btsync folder. You know, it's just gonna be pretty fun if you actually, you know, get it in. So if you want to test, just, you know, leave a comment, and, you know, and I'll, you know, look into it. So yeah, I'm the official dev. I know, right, isn't that awesome? You're talking to the dev. Oh wait, no you're not. But yes, I am on Team Talk. If anybody wants to, you know, hang out with me and I can, like, you know, we can do things. But anyway, I think I've been talking for a minute. If I forget anything, I'll, like, make sure to put it in at some point. So now I'm just gonna play the game for a little bit, and I'm gonna explain a couple of stuff. I mean, things. And then, you know, this is really gonna wrap it up. Because originally, you know, I was thinking that I would talk only for a second, and that's it. But, no, I'm gonna play it a little bit and stuff. And I have my trusty little Coke bottle here with me. Ah, and we can, you know, use that. And it is literally like... yeah, that. It's like 2:22 here right now, so... It's early morning. But unlike Sediment the Stoner over here, I'm not gonna pass out just yet. Oh, and it should be noted that I am not as good as Sediment is. I am not even gonna lie, I am not even ashamed to admit it, I'm not as good as Sediment. you know, it's a thing. So, yeah, I'm gonna play it. So first of all, I'm gonna hide my TT window. Alright, so I'm playing from the release, you know, because I want to make this fair. The source has a few testing, you know, script compiled false buttons, but those are only for, you know, source. And I'm obviously going to run it from release, because I don't want to, you know, have an advantage that you guys won't be able to have. So, we're going to run this. So, when you run this, there's going to be a logo. I'm not going to play that. I'm not going to let everything happen, because, you know, I'm going to let the testers find that out. When you know what that stuff does, and then whenever you guys, whenever the whole public release receives it, then they'll find out what those things do, too. So, yeah, I'm that evil. You can deal with it. Anyway, so I'm just going to run it and, you know, stuff like that. So there is no climbing in Bramble as of now. I don't know if there will be. There might not be at all. There might be. I can only, I don't know. There's not many games yet, even though there's a many games option in the menu, because I felt like leaving it there so you can sue me. Oh, wait. I'm 15. Anyway. Yeah. So, let's play this thingy. So, yeah, you... Hang on, let me run this first. So, yeah. Basically, that's just, you know, the game window, so, like, it does some really random things. So it's just saying, you know, welcome. Oh, let me...
Rate 65.
I just slowed my rate down, and I'll let this read.
Hello and welcome to Bramble. This game, sort of, but not fully based off of Steve's Scramble, is sort of reflexive, requiring fast reactions. It has multiple power-ups which can either curse or aid you, among other things. I hope you enjoy.
Yeah, thank you, Steve, for the idea. Anyway, so, yeah, you move around with the four arrow keys, you jump with space. There's some other keys that tell you, you know, different stuff. I might, you know, go over those. I don't know, maybe. I'll go over those as I use them, I guess.
Hello.
So, yeah, let's get into it. There's the logo. Not gonna play that.
Select the item and press enter to select it. Start game.
And we are in the menu. So we have, you know, start game, which, if I need to explain what that does to you, then obviously, you know, you have some issues.
Mini games menu.
That doesn't work yet. It gives you a really amusing message.
Test your speakers.
This plays two... You know, a random number of test speakers. There's only two of them right now. I'm going to make more, and I'm going to have my other, you know, some people make more. And also, that's another thing. If you testers have ideas, by all means, feel free to, you know, submit them to me. Either by, you know, it doesn't matter. You can put it in your suggestions and feedback file or whatever, whenever that's a thing.
Visit the shop and get things.
That is actually a thing, and it works a shop. There's not a lot in it, and I'm not going to go over it, because this isn't supposed to be a full-fledged game. You know, if I was going to... And I don't have any save file, by the way, so I have no points that I have actually, you know, collected. So yeah, there you go.
Configure your style of gameplay.
This is supposed to be the options menu, but it does not work yet, and it only has, like, two options. So we're not even going to talk about that. Even though I just did, but, you know, you can sue me again. Oh, wait, nope.
Quit playing.
Well, I have no idea how I can explain this to you. It's the best option ever. You know what it does? It literally loads so much data that it literally exits. Oh, wait, it just exits. I forgot. Anyway.
Start game.
So we're gonna play, and, you know, we're gonna, you know, run around and jump and stuff. And, you know, if we get any power-ups, I will explain them as we do. And I will turn myself up, because this is going to be loud and stuff. So.
Sleep mode on.
That's not supposed to happen.
10-0-0.
Ignore that. That was a that I've been trying to fix. And checks your score.
47 points score this game, with 47 points total.
That's because I have no save file. T, checks your time.
You will survive for 0 minutes and 21 seconds. 52, 66.
I have to do this. Okay, so that means a random cannon spawn somewhere. That weird alarm that you just heard.
Attention, enemy spotted. Destroy at all costs.
Control fires. You can use D to duck. You can hold it. And if you're ducking or jumping, enemies cannot hit you. And if you're ducking, you cannot jump. See, I'm trying to press space and I can't. You hold control to fire. You know, like that. Space, you know, if you're in duck, you can jump. Power-ups, these can do a lot of things.
Destroy at all cost.
I feel like I'm not loud enough. Whoa. Okay, there we go.
Okay, that was an expansion. The board just expanded. Now let's pick this thing up. Oh god. Okay, so that was a time bomb, aka the unknown power-up, and a map crusher just spawned. These things move around very, not fast, but it will chase you, and if it catches you, it's an instant kill. Sadament has had rather elegant encounter with the okay. Neutron Solstice spawns a cannon, but the cannonballs are different and they track you. Like that. That is a neutron cannonball. Stop it. So that clicking means that I'm at a boundary, aka the maximum coordinate. You can check this by pressing Z.
125.
You know the maximum coordinate, what it is.
118.85.
Oh, there's a cannonball. Ouch. Beasts just chase you around and do damage yet. They don't do anything else yet. They will be able to though. Oh!
119.64. 125.
Stop it! There's a beast. Get away!
You have survived for 3 minutes and 44 seconds.
Beasts will not instantly kill. They will do damage, but they will not instantly kill.
Attention, enemy spotted. Destroy at all costs.
Ow. Everstorm's attention spawns spikes, which makes those noises that you just heard, like the weird swishing, and spawns cannons. Spikes, if you step on them, they can hurt, but they will not kill. If anybody's ever played, oh shit, you'll know that the power-ups spawn like 20 feet away. In this game, they basically have that same premise, where they spawn like from 3 feet to 10 feet away from you, in any direction. Unless you get Powerful Baron, which is a power-up.
Congratulations, you just unlocked the Microsoft Windows achievement.
Yes.
Just wait a minute, sleep mode off.
I understand that I got that.
Sleep mode on.
And that is fixed. Achievements do now save. And that was a map crusher. Ouch! Anyway.
The game's meant to start game.
We're gonna try that again.
Sleep mode off.
Ooh, it is not... Okay then.
67, 60, 49.
But yeah, I was saying something, I can't remember what it was.
50.
Oh,
100. 94 points scored this game with 55, 52 points total.
Yeah, see?
Attention, enemy spotted. Destroy at all cost.
No. So yep, power ups will spawn 3 to 10 feet away in any given direction. Except for up and down, obviously. That doesn't really exist, it's only a jumping thing.
Expand!
Expand expands the field by like
124.
Punch.
Attention, enemy spotted. Destroy at all costs.
86. 128.
Alright.
Sleep out. Evil survived for 1 minute and 28 seconds.
Alert. Nav pressure spotted.
Nav pressures. There's a power up. And it will also spawn every 1 minute and 30 seconds. So it'll first spawn at 1 minute and 30 seconds, and at 3 minutes, so on.
Destroy at all costs.
It only lasts, can't remember if it's 30 seconds or a minute.
Evil survived for 1 minute and 51 seconds.
I'll have to remember.
Select an item and press enter to select it.
That broke again.
Start game.